He watches the English patient, earphones on, the eyes focused inwards, listening. The rifle sight moves down the thin nose to the Adam's apple, above the collarbone. Kip stops breathing, braced at exact right angles to the Enfield rifle. No waver. Then the Englishman's eyes look back at him. Caravaggio enters the room and reaches for him, and Kip wheels the butt of the rifle into his ribs, a swat from the paw of an animal, and then, as if part of the same movement, he is back in the braced right-angle position of those in firing squads drilled into him in various barracks in India and England, the burned neck in his sights. Kip, talk to me. Now his face is a knife, the weeping from shock and horror contained, seeing everything, all those around him, in a different light. Night could fall between them, fog could fall, and the young man's dark brown eyes would reach the new revealed enemy. My brother told me, never turn your back on Europe, the deal makers, the contract makers, the map drawers. Never trust Europeans, he said, never shake hands with them. But we, oh, we were easily impressed by speeches and medals and your ceremonies. What have I been doing these last few years? Cutting away, diffusing, limbs of evil. For what? For this to happen? What is it? Caravaggio says. Jesus, tell us! I'll leave you the radio to swallow your history lesson. Don't move again, Caravaggio. All those speeches of civilization from kings and queens and presidents, such voices of abstract order, smell it. Listen to the radio and smell the celebration in it. In my country, when a father breaks justice in two, you kill the father. You don't know who this man is, Caravaggio says, the rifle sight unwavering at the burned neck. Then the sapper swerves it up towards the man's eyes. Do it, Olmash, he says. The eyes of the sapper and the patient meet in this half-dark room, crowded now with the world. Kip ejects the cartridge and catches it as it begins to fall. He throws the rifle onto the bed, a snake, its venom collected. He sees Hannah on the periphery. The burned man untugs the earphones off his head and slowly places them down in front of him. Then his left hand reaches up and pulls away the hearing aid and drops it on the floor. Do it, Kip. I don't want to hear any more. He closes his eyes, slips into darkness, away from the room. The sapper leans against the wall, his hands folded, head down. Caravaggio can hear air being breathed in and out of his nostrils. Fast and hard, a piston. He isn't an Englishman, Caravaggio says. American, French, I don't care, Kip says. When you start bombing the brown races of the world, you're an Englishman. You had King Leopold of Belgium, and now you have fucking Harry Truman of the USA. You all learned it from the English. No, not him. Of all people, he's probably on your side, says Caravaggio. He would say that doesn't matter, Hannah says. Caravaggio sits down in the chair. He cannot bear to turn and look at the sapper or look towards the blur of Hannah's frock. He knows the young soldier is right. They would never have dropped such a bomb on a white nation. The sapper walks out of the room, leaving Caravaggio and Hannah by the bed. He has left the three of them to their world, is no longer their sentinel. In the future, if and when the patient dies, Caravaggio and the girl will bury him. Let the dead bury the dead. He has never been sure what that meant, those few callous words in the Bible. They will bury everything except the book. The body, the sheets, his clothes, the rifle. Soon he will be alone with Hannah. And the motive for all this on the radio. A terrible event emerging out of the shortwave. A new war. The death of a civilization. Still night. He can hear the nighthawks, their faint cries, the muted thud of wings as they turn. The cypress trees rise over his tent, still on this windless. He lies back and stares into the dark corner of the tent. When he closes his eyes, he sees fire, people leaping into rivers, into reservoirs to avoid flame or heat that within seconds burns everything, whatever they hold, their own skin and hair, even the water they leap into. The brilliant bomb carried over the sea in a plane, passing the moon in the east, towards the green archipelago, and released.